Delhi government approves 1,500 electric buses for public transport fleet. Ola Electric upgrading VCUs on older S1 Pro electric scooters to avoid further recalls. Realme Tech Life Watch SZ100 India launch date set for May 18 teased to offer up to 12 days of battery life. Samsung Galaxy M13 5G spotted on FCC database likely to support 15-watt fast charging. Elon Musk says Twitter legal team told him he violated NDA. Algae can power small electronic devices, researchers show. The Delhi government approves the induction of 1,500 low-floor electric buses in its public transportation fleet, an official statement says. The Delhi Transport Corporation also decides to allocate 10 sites to various agencies for setting up electric vehicle charging stations and battery swapping stations under Delhi EV Policy 2020, it says. The city government also gives its approval to run 75 interstate buses along 11 routes across 5 states and a union territory. The DTC board also decides to enhance the stipend paid to women during training for engagement to the post of drivers on contract basis from ₹6,000 to ₹12,000 per month with HMV driving license. Ola S1 Pro electric scooters are reportedly receiving an upgrade to the vehicle control unit in order to accommodate future updates and to mitigate heating issues, preemptively preventing further recalls. New Ola S1 Pro units are being shipped with an upgraded VCU with more RAM and onboard storage, according to a report. The company is also tipped to soon perform VCU upgrades for older units. The company, which issued a recall of 1441 electric scooters last month, is yet to announce any plans to upgrade the VCU on units that have been sold in the country. Realme Tech Life Watch SZ100 is all set to launch in India on May 18. The Chinese smartphone brand has announced through a dedicated landing page on its website. The new wearable will come under Realme's Tech Life brand and it is teased to feature a 1.69-inch HD color display. The Realme Tech Life Watch SZ100 will pack skin and body temperature monitors along with a heart rate tracker. It is said to deliver up to 12 days of battery life on a single charge. The upcoming model is likely to succeed Realme Tech Life Watch S100, which debuted in March in India. Samsung Galaxy M13 5G has reportedly been spotted on the Federal Communications Commission certification database. The affordable smartphone is expected to be launched soon. The FCC database showed the model number SM-M135M of the upcoming addition to Samsung's M series. The database also hints that the tested charging adapter would likely support 15-watt fast charging. In April, the South Korean giant launched two new smartphones in the M series in India, the Galaxy M33 5G and the Galaxy M53 5G. Samsung is yet to confirm launch of a new affordable smartphone in the M series. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has said that Twitter's legal team accused him of violating a non-disclosure agreement by revealing that the sample size for the social media platform's checks on automated users was 100. Taking to a social media platform, local time, Musk says Twitter legal just called to complain that I violated their NDA by revealing the bot check sample size is 100. Twitter recently agreed to an acquisition by Tesla CEO Elon Musk in a deal worth $44 billion, although it is still subject to shareholder approval. However, Elon Musk declares that the $44 billion takeover bid of the microblogging site is on hold. The energy industry is continuously evolving, sometimes throwing out astonishing results. As the current sources of energy are depleted, mankind has been pushed into the top gear to find new and reliable sources to sustain life as we know it today. One of the most promising developments has been a renewed effort to harness solar energy. But there are limitations and solar energy needs to be complemented by other sources. Researchers from the University of Cambridge in the UK may have found the answer to this by using algae. They have powered a microprocessor for more than 6 months using nothing more than a common species of cyanobacteria called the Cenococystis.